It's an infinitely better name than The Outsiders.
The Outsiders. Because it doesn't relate to anything we're like about us. We're not outsiders.
The Outsiders.
Welcome!
That's a good name for like an NPR podcast.
I want to be an NPR podcast. I would love to be an NPR podcast.
Are there NPR podcasts?
Oh, they're so good.
Oh, I haven't watched them yet.
If you, I have the NPR One app. Oh, sorry. We're not promoted. No sponsors.
No, we have sponsors.
We're not sponsored by NPR.
Our sponsor today is...
NPR literally can't fund themselves.
National Public Radio.
Did you know NPR like literally has to have drives to keep themselves afloat without getting like commercials? Or else they'll just be chock full of commercials. It'd be awful.
So that's why... They have too many commercial offers.
Wait, are you guys recording this?
Yeah.
You guys didn't even intro yourself.
Welcome to our first podcast today, guys. Today we're going to be talking about musical tastes. This is a really, I don't know how this is going to go, but we're just going to fly with it. All right?
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah.
So we have to explain ourselves just a little bit. So this is our first podcast.
I just said that.
My name's David Alade. And
I'm Daniel.
We're two friends from University of Maryland, and we decided that we're going to try to give you guys what, you know, what you've been asking for.
Yeah, we're going to give you a little taste into our lives, you know.
Exactly.
Because we thought, we have interesting lives, let's share it with the world.
Right, we have interesting lives, interesting personalities, mm-hmm. let's give it to the people.
Yeah, let's give them what they want.
Yeah, let's give the people what
they want. Yeah, so for today, we're going to be talking about our musical taste, because I would say David and I have differing views on music. Right?
Yeah, just a little different.
All right, so let's give some context. So I enjoy the SoundCloud rapper, you know? I hate Lil Pump, but I enjoy, like, you know, Lil Uzi Vert, Playboi Carti, like, The Trap, like, Gucci Mane, like, those people.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for me, I like R&B, mm-hmm. slow music.
Yeah.
I do like gospel, too.
Well, name some artists.
Name some artists. I really like Georgia Smith, Daniel Caesar, Anderson .Paak.
Yeah.
Even though I think Anderson .Paak's most recent mm-hmm. album is kind of, like, more hip-hop. Okay. A little more on the side of hip-hop, but... I'm a real big fan of like smooth jazzy sounds, or like even if it's behind what am I trying to say, even instrumentals for rappers. So for example, No Name, Chance the Rapper, Saba, they all kind of use jazzy R&B type sounding mm-hmm. Instrumentals for their rap, so I like those ones too.
Yeah, well for me, my musical taste ranges to those people too.
Right.
I really enjoy those people as well. It's just that like I would say, like, I like the R&B vocal people that bring, like, more instrumental backgrounds to their music. But I also enjoy just, like, the quote-unquote bad music, I guess, for some people.
Okay, why do you think people find it bad? Why do you think people find
SoundCloud rappers bad? That's a question for you to ask. Why do you think it's bad?
I think... Okay, so part of it, I think, is just, like, a culture. People are just... Culturally will just start saying, like... A couple of people start saying it's bad. Everyone just jumps on the bandwagon and starts saying it's bad. But genuinely, they do sound bad. And it's part of how they like promote their music and how people learn about the music in the first place. It's just like they come at it with a skepticism. They come at it with like there's this guy on the street that told me to listen to his mixtape. Kind of skepticism.
Okay.
So that doesn't help. That doesn't help their cause. And then also, I think it just can sound very repetitive to someone that isn't used to it.
Yeah.
It sounds like the da 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 da.
Yeah, I will say it's repetitive, but like it's catchy. You can't lie. It's catchy.
Yeah, I don't really care about catchy music.
You don't?
No,
So when you listen to music, what's the purpose of listening to music for you?
Most music I like is music that I think that I could replicate in some way. Either I could sing it or I could rap it, something like that. I think that kind of music is something that I like.
You're the next Georgia Smith?
No. I don't. I don't think I can. Hold on. I don't think I can replicate the talent, but I mean that like, it's something that I would make if I was a professional.
Okay.
If I could sing like
yeah. I understand.
If I could sing like Georgia Smith, I would love to make music like Georgia Smith. Yeah. I don't know if I'd necessarily do it, but I would like to. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. For me, if I could make music, I don't know if I could. I can't sing. I can't sing for my life. But I could. I think I like the beats part. I love the beats. Okay, that's why I like SoundCloud music. Okay. I love the beats. The beats, they're like, I always say...
What makes a good beat for you?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I say the 808's gotta go hard, but like...
Explain what the 808 is.
808's like a drum... Everyone knows it. It's like a drum kit. Okay. It's like the bass. It's like the hard bass you hear in the background.
Mm-hmm.
But You know, a good beat, it just, yeah, definitely that 808's got to hit hard, and a good tag. A good producer tag will get me.
A good producer tag.
Yeah. The intro, that's got to be really important.
Really?
When I heard Pierre Bourne's intro tag, I was like, this is going to be fire.
What about Zaytoven?
Zaytoven's a little old. It's a little outdated, his tag, I'll say.
Don't you think that the tag can be kind of like, imagine a SoundCloud rapper makes an album, right?
Yeah.
And every single song, or like 10... 8 out of the 10 songs are made by the same producer.
Yeah, and it starts with the same tag.
And it starts with the same tag.
Yeah, I don't mind.
You don't mind?
Yeah.
I feel like that would get annoying.
Because, like, every some producers have different tags. Like, Metro Boomin has, like, 5 different tags.
Hmm.
So, like, you can, like, recycle them, and it'll sound... And you don't have to have it, like, immediately when the song plays. You can have it, like, play, like, a couple seconds in, or, like, a few when the rapper starts singing.
That's such an interesting part of, producer culture, that they actually tag... their own music.
Think about
even though the producer's like behind the scenes.
Think about it this way: it's like an artist with a signature. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's your signature on the music to make sure like they made it. You know.
Yeah,
and it's really important for producers. Like that's how they really get big. I bet like most people don't know producers by their name, but by their tagline.
I think it's also not a signature. It's so people don't steal it.
Also, yeah,
like,
also
that's like that's a big reason.
Yeah,
because like you can like then you can't rip beats.
You can't rip beats off of people. Yeah. Yeah.
We had to repeat that because we're cutting Peyton out.
Yeah, well, Peyton said, like, senior or...
Yeah, I waited until, like, C stopped so I could say that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thanks, you. I appreciate it.
Peyton said, like, producer tags are important because, like, other rappers or other producers can't steal beats from other people, which makes sense as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's actually really interesting.
It's like a watermark on a photo.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a watermark. Yeah, that's really cool.
That's a deeper meaning in life.
Right.
Everything's a watermark.
Right. I think that producers are underrated. Because their job is hard.
Yeah.
Think about having to work with multiple different artists.
It's a lot of pressure, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Think about new beats and, like, create new beats that somebody... you have to basically figure out what somebody else likes.
Yeah, and SoundCloud rappers are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they're mentally insane because of all the drugs they take. So, like, they'll like a beat for a second, and the next day they'll hate it.
Yeah. Okay, let's get a little bit deeper into the SoundCloud rapper. So, do you think
we need an actual SoundCloud rapper to...
No. We should get Lane Brody on this.
Foggy Raw?
No, Foggy Raw is more than that.
Okay. Okay.
Foggy Raw is about to sign a label. Or like
that's
a
good. Label. That's good. I still think he's trash, but okay.
I can't imagine how you think...
Shout out Foggy Raw.
I can't imagine how you think that SoundCloud rappers are good and Foggy Raw is...
David, I just told you a different style of music. We're never going to agree on the artist.
Okay, anyway. So, I think that... What do you think about SoundCloud? Do you think an artist's lifestyle influences your interest in their music?
Their lifestyle?
Yeah.
No, because I would never live any of their lifestyles. It sounds horrible.
do you think it accounts for anything at all? Do you think that like sometimes...
Like do they hold themselves accountable?
No. Just like their personal lifestyle.
Oh, like what is it? What do you mean?
Like, so for example, like the SoundCloud rapper shoots up like heroin.
Yeah.
Every day.
Would that like would I affect?
But it still makes like music that you are.
Oh yeah, okay, that's a good question. So like, I won't support. Okay, so if a rapper with like who does bad things that I don't support, but they make like one really good song and I like it, then I might play it occasionally. But I will never support the artist because of like the person they are. Like I will never support 6ix9ine because he's a horrible person and he makes bad music. But like. I won't support the artist based on like their lifestyle, is what I'm saying. Like if they have like domestic violence issues or like kill people and stuff like that, then I won't support that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But most rappers like they talk about this stuff that they do, but like they don't actually do it. It's just a flex.
Let's go a little bit more into the history of our music taste. What do you think makes you like the genre that you do?
Yeah, so that's interesting. Like. I didn't like the trap music until I got into high school at Reservoir, because like middle school I didn't really listen to music. I listened to like EDM. Not gonna lie.
Oh no!
Yeah, I was one of those kids.
Oh no!
It was bad. Like,
wait, did you listen to a lot of EDM?
No, I didn't listen to the music at all. But like the only music I would listen to on occasion was like Skrillex or something.
Wow,
it was bad.
Wow.
Okay. I wish I could go back to my older self and slap myself. But like high school, like all my friends that I hang out with now, like they were like really into like Migos. French Montana, Drake, when they were like really popping. So then like because of them, I listened to more of that type of music.
Right.
Yeah. And then like when high school came around, that's when like Lil Uzi Vert got popular. Playboi Carti got popular, and like everything snowballed from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that you're younger, like, do you think what you listened to when you were younger influences what you listen to now?
Of course, because it's still what I listen to today.
Like, do you think your EDM taste ever influenced, like, your...
I kind of, maybe, because, like, EDM sort of has ties to, like, the music I listen to, like, the beats they use.
I think there's actually a connection.
It's sort of a connection. Because, like...
I think it's, like, grown and it's matured a little bit. Yeah. So, like, EDM... A more mature, like, version of EDM. Not maybe not a more mature version of EDM, but a more, like, mature sound.
Is trap music. I would say, like, it sort of went from, like, rock star music way back in the day, and then transitioned to EDM, and then now it's, like, rap. Rap is, like, the rock star of, like, the old days.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I see. That's how I kind of view it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
During that middle part, it was EDM. EDM was, like, really big.
When I can't, this is so weird, but I remember there was a time in, when I was in middle school where EDM just like, it just seemed to explode. Like every single person that I knew was listening to EDM. It was like an epidemic.
Like, I know, it was bad.
It was like swine flu, but 10 times worse.
It's like today with the flossing dance. It's horrible. It's freaking horrible.
Yeah, I wonder if parents felt the same way about, flossing as
they did about EDM. Dude, if I ever see my kid doing some cringy shit, oh my God, it's gonna be bad. I might get, like, domestic violence issues or something. Shut up.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, for me, I think that my music taste... First of all, when I was younger, my parents wouldn't let me listen to anything besides...
Gospel.
No, they wouldn't let me listen to anything besides Christian music. Just, like...
Okay.
Just in general. And it was mostly...
How old was that until?
How old was that until?
Yeah.
Probably until I started... Until I moved churches, which was, like... I don't know, when I was 17?
Wow!
16?
Seriously?
Yeah.
You listened to Christian music your entire life until you're 16?
Yeah, probably.
Wow!
And just to give you more context, like, there's two main music stations in Maryland for Christian music, 95.1 and 91.9.
Holla.
And they are completely family-oriented.
Yes, they are.
Like, completely family-oriented. There's nothing outside of the ordinary at all.
Yeah, they play the same songs like every time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I could tell you, like, I knew the lyrics by lyrics of each and every one of those songs that they brought up. For real. Like, everything. So, when the most variation that I got was from my sisters and from, like, CDs that I got. And I would burn CDs. I would burn CDs to...
listen to in the car?
To get them from friends. No, not to listen
to them. Oh, dang. So, you were, like, hustling back in the day.
Yeah, I was trying. So I would, like, burn Toby Mac CDs and Jump 5 CDs.
Oh, my gosh.
To listen to them by myself in my room.
Wait, I'm confused. Wait, so you didn't have, like, a computer during this time?
No.
So you didn't have a phone?
No, I didn't have a phone for a while. Or I didn't have a smartphone.
Oh, so you had no way of listening to music on your own, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. So I started out listening to Christian music, and then the variation I had was Toby Mac and some like other like Christian artists that were like not as mainstream, things like that. Then my sister Rachel, because my sister Rachel was older than me, she's 8 years older than me. She had a lot more freedom.
Yeah.
And so she would play music. When she would drive us places, she would play her own music or whatever music she liked. And what she really got into was musical music.
Oh, so like, she, like orchestra music?
No.
Oh, musical music. Musical music. From like musicals.
From musicals. Yeah. So from like, think about musicals like Annie, like Wicked. Sound of Music?
Sound of Music, yeah.
That's not a musical.
Yeah, it is a musical.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I'm sorry. But there was different musicals that we listened to the soundtracks for, and I loved them. Like, I loved them. Yeah, because they first of all, I just appreciated the vocal talent on those people is insane. Like, if you listen to Les Mis, the vocal talent on those people, it's something else.
Yeah.
Like, so I appreciated that. I was like, first of all, you sound great. But then also, I just liked the sound, too. It was just, like, happy, like, go-lucky.
I bet for you it would have been interesting, because, like, you've never listened to anything outside of Christian music.
Yeah.
So for you, it was, like, a big shock factor. But that because of that, you liked it a lot, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I think that any other variation I got just was nice. I love that stuff.
So what if someone gave you, like... What if you were like 17 and someone gave you like Lil Uzi Vert?
Okay, wait. Let me get to the end. So basically, this is what happened, right? So I started. I also went through this phase. This is really funny, where I finally got a computer and I started listening to music when I was doing homework, when I was doing like mindless tasks or whatever. And I had Pandora stations. Some of them were like Christian music. Some of them were dubstep for a little while. Dubstep or EDM. And then finally, I started listening to... Because Pandora would pop up with these like advertised
playlists. Like musical artists
that
they advertised.
And one of the ones that they did was Irish punk. And so for Salty Dog, I think is what their name was.
Okay.
It's a band called Salty Dog, something like that. The song's called Salty
Dog. What's the name? Iron Pup?
Irish punk.
Oh, Irish punk. Okay. Continue.
It was like Irish pub music.
Okay.
And I just thought it was like, it was really fast paced and exciting stuff. And I used to listen to that for like a year. It was weird phase of me.
You listened to that actually for a whole year?
Yeah. I was really weird. I was a weird kid.
Wow.
And so then we moved churches. Also, at the same time, oh gosh, yeah, they look awful. At the same time, I was at my old church, and my old church was like exclusively like gospel, which I loved too.
Uh-huh.
I loved gospel music.
Yeah.
I still love gospel music.
Yeah.
And then we moved churches,
mm-hmm.
and we moved to like a more wider church.
A conservative.
Yeah, a conservative like wider church. And I met some new friends, and one of the friends I met was Peyton.
Okay.
And Peyton was interested in music. He was really interested in hip hop, like modern hip hop.
Yeah.
And so Peyton's driving me home one day from something, I can't even remember what, and he's playing me To Pimp a Butterfly.
Oh.
And he plays for free.
Dude, this is recent then.
It was kind of recent. Yeah. Because that's when I just started listening to hip hop.
Shoot.
He was playing To Pimp a Butterfly, and I was shocked. I was like, this is insane. I was like, what the heck is this music? I was listening to For Free. Do you know the song For Free?
I think so, yeah. If you play it for me, I'll probably know what it is.
This ain't free.
Oh, yeah.
I was listening to that song, and I was just like in the car shook because I was like,
must have been wild.
I went from Christian music to Pimp a Butterfly.
And you were just like, yeah, that's going like crazy levels of like differences.
So I used to really not like hip hop, and then I got a lot more into it. I used to not like hip hop at all, and then I got into Christian hip hop, and I really liked that. And there's some really good Christian hip hop artists out there.
Okay.
If you guys don't know KB, Sho Baraka, shout out those guys because they're good Christian artists. And then after those Christian artists, I got more into some more secular artists, and I got into like secular hip hop. And now I'm more into R&B, and I love R&B.
But what church was that? Was that Grace?
That
you and Peyton like first met.
That was Grace.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I went through a long.
Well, no, I mean, but like the amount of things you went through is like a very short period to me though.
Yeah.
Like that happened. You're 20 now, and they first listened to different music at 17.
Yeah.
That's literally 3 years you went through like. Like almost like 10 years of my music.
Yeah. I just think I was starting to learn more and more what I liked. Because it was always the same. I think it was mostly the same what I liked. I really liked gospel sounds, which was why I liked Chance the Rapper too. But I also liked soulful, like jazzy sounds.
That's why I like
and
R&B.
So yeah. So I heard that initially in hip hop. I heard like the small parts of it in hip hop, but then I heard more of it in like in R&B and then like the most in gospel. So
yeah. That's interesting how like your parents like restricted your music taste until 17.
It was kind of like a restriction, and it was kind of just happened because the only time I would listen to music is when I was in the car, like on the radio.
And like you didn't have like a computer or anything, so that makes sense. Like you can't listen to it on your own.
Yeah,
music.
Exactly.
I don't think I would ever think of doing that to my kids.
Oh no, I would never do that to my kids because I know other people that would go off the deep end.
Yeah,
like I know.
But for them though, like if they grow up without musical interest, then like they don't know what it feels like to have a musical interest, so they wouldn't like go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I just like, yeah, I think that's like a very millennial thing though to say. Like you would like we would never do things that our parents did
mm-mm.
back in the day because like that's very traditional. But like. I don't know, like, growing up your child without, like, a creative sense just seems, like, wild to me.
Yeah,
like,
I think...
Like, not letting them have, like, any creativity like that, it seems, like, crazy.
I think that's something that people forget about music is that people naturally, or I wouldn't say naturally, but they drift towards? Yeah, they're attracted to, like, a general or a specific type of, like, music a lot of times, and as they grow up it like changes or like shifts, but it's part of like their personality.
Yeah, definitely. So, like it shapes them, like 100% music shapes like a majority of people.
Yeah. Do you think that music actually changes how people like think
or act?
I definitely do.
Okay, I'm trying to think. Well, you explain. I'll try to think about like why
I think that a lot of times it like changes People think that you can just listen to whatever you want and it'll just like not change you, or it won't change how you think or things like that. Okay. But I really do think that, that's music influences you like subconsciously.
Yeah, of course.
So if I'm listening to, that's why I try, like I try to focus on positive on positive music, because I think that like sometimes too negative stuff will like actually
make you feel negative.
Exactly.
Or depressed or sad.
Right.
Yeah. Like I would say the same thing. Like when I'm listening to like I just said this before, like when I'm listening to SoundCloud music, I don't think. I become stupid. And then when I listen to like actual R&B, like I think.
Yeah.
Like it makes me think about, because when I listen to SoundCloud music, I don't think about the lyrics they're saying, because there's nothing to think about.
Yeah.
But when you're listening to like actual like R&B or like actual music, like they have deeper meanings behind what they're saying.
Right. And I think a lot of times like, I don't know, I just like feel what the person is saying, not only in the lyrics, but also in the mood of the song. Because like sometimes, you know, like a Daniel Caesar song, it'll not only like his words will not only be sad, but you can hear it in the notes, like even how it's like being played
and how he's singing it.
Yeah, how he's singing it in the aesthetic. I love that. Mm. I love that
feeling. I haven't been able to acquire that skill yet, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair.
Because my music has no emotion to it, so.
Yeah. I don't think I appreciate SoundCloud music just because I don't know, it's just not like my taste. Daniel can appreciate SoundCloud and
I can appreciate a lot of genres of music. Yeah. So
for me it's mostly limited to R&B, gospel.
Yeah.
One of my friends told me to listen to a rock album by Red Hot Chili Peppers. And actually, I was pretty okay with that. I don't know if I'd listen to it regularly.
Yeah,
but it was,
me neither. But I can understand why people like it, though.
Yeah. And I think it's, like, an interesting experience just to listen to something for, like, one time.
Yeah.
Because you listen to it and you're like, huh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But you...
Do you have, like, moments where you just, like, go on, like, random music tangents and, like, you just look up random people on Spotify?
Actually, yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I sometimes clear my search history because I look up some weird stuff.
JPEG Mafia.
Yeah, example. Nah, but like, it would just be like random people that like I never listened to, and I just like listen to them like once in a while.
Do you think? Wait. What was I gonna ask? Oh man, I can't. Oh yeah. What was your Spotify Wrapped for this year?
Spotify. Oh, like the summary.
Yeah.
Okay. I have screenshots of it, but I know like the most listened to one was Travis Scott.
Most listened to is Travis Scott.
Yeah, by the way, my favorite artist is Travis Scott, so yeah, that's why. But then, like, it was Travis Scott, like, Lil Zuvert, Quavo, I think Playboi Carti was on there, too. Drake, ASAP Rocky was on there a lot.
Really?
Yeah, because he made a new album this year, which I liked. People hated that album, but I don't know why people didn't like it. It was, like, it was very experimental, I will say that.
What do you think about experimental music?
Like... artists that experiment with their music, or like just experimental music?
It's experimental music. I would say, like, I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but did you listen to Anderson .Paak's new album?
I didn't listen to the entire. I did one time, but I forget what my reaction was.
Okay, it's kind of experimental in some ways.
Yeah, it was a little different
for R&B. It is, at least.
I liked it though. I did not dislike it.
Oh yeah, I think it was.
Good. How many minutes did you have? I had 29,000.
You had 29,000.
Yeah. How many do you have?
That seems like a lot. I don't know if I had a lot.
I have more than my sister. I was proud.
Really? Yeah. I'm about to check. I know that my top artist was... I don't know if you'll know this one. Hiatus Coyote.
No, I do not. It sounds like a drink or something.
No, it's this Australian group of...
Australian?
Yeah, it's Australian.
Oh, I think my sister might have told me about that.
Yeah, they're like this Australian like neo-soul like amazing album. I mean, amazing artists. I usually listen to them when I'm doing homework. Why? So that's why they're my top artists. Because their album, Choose Your Weapon, is so good for doing homework. So.
Okay.
So that's why it was...
your top listen to?
Yeah, that's why it was my top listen to, because I did a lot of homework this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I racked up most of my minutes. I mean, like, I think I have so many minutes because I go to school. And, like, I'm listening... I literally listen... That's not bad. I still beat you by 8,000.
Yeah, I had 21,000 minutes listened. And that's 68% more than last year.
I don't think I had an account last year, so it can't tell me how much more I had last year. Yeah. But I listen to so much music because I... Do you listen to music when you walk around campus?
Sometimes. Sometimes I want to think.
Really?
Yeah, because sometimes if I get... This is also going to sound dumb. If I'm tired, Listening to music annoys me.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's like...
It's like disturbing your peace?
Or, yeah, it's disturbing my rest.
So you it's like... Because when you listen to music, you have to think, right? What you're saying?
Sometimes. I mean, like, if I'm going up, like, a large flight of stairs...
Thanks, Ben.
He's trying to be quiet about it.
We're gonna cut that out.
No, we're not.
Oh, he was trying to be quiet about it.
I'm not gonna edit that out.
That was so funny.
Okay, continue.
Okay, anyway, oh, what was I talking
about? You're talking about
oh yeah, when I'm like upstairs. This is so dumb. When I'm walking upstairs, or like when I'm walking like a long distance. So for example, I had to go from my car lot to Stamp, which is lot 11. I was late for an appointment. So I was walking really, really fast, and I was really tired. So I took off my headphones because I was getting annoyed. When I'm like tired like that, I don't want to hear anything.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I have so many minutes because when you ever see me walking on campus, I will always be listening to music.
That's amazing. That's weird though.
I sometimes like half the time I'm not even listening to lecture. I'll listen to music and just write the notes.
Really?
I'm legit. Yeah.
That's insane. I think I have to think for a little while.
No. Like, I'm going to be honest, when I'm in lectures, I don't think. I just write down what they're saying, and then I just, or not even what they're saying, what they're writing on the board, and then I think about it later.
Okay.
Or I might not even think about it.
Back to our Spotify Wrapped. An interesting fact. So for my top artist, I did not know this. I didn't read this. But apparently I listened to Hiatus Coyote for 13 hours this year.
Let me see what I had for Travis Scott.
13 hours is a lot of hours.
Guess how many I have with Travis Scott.
Oh, this is going to be a good guess. I'm going to guess 16.
76 hours. Whoa! This is, you spent 76 hours with Travis Scott.
76 hours? Oh my
god! You don't understand how much I love Travis Scott.
Wait, 76 hours. Think about how long. That means that's the equivalent of you staying in your room for 3 days. No, four, five, or...
It's four.
It's 4 days?
12, it's 3 days. 72 is
72 okay. is 3 days. For 3 days.
Yeah.
And you're just listening to Travis Scott
straight. I can see how that happened. Dude, one time I studied for a final and I played Rodeo the album for 12 hours straight.
You're crazy.
I did not switch music at all.
You're crazy.
That's why Rodeo is my favorite album of all time.
You're crazy. That's insane. I can't imagine.
I don't know.
Also, I heard a lot of people complaining about this. Spotify, if you're listening, you put my top art, my top genre as pop, and it's not. I've listened to maybe one pop song this entire year. Wait, and I've heard other people complain.
They tell you what your top genre is?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what my top genre is, but definitely hip-hop and rap. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think that...
what's your first song?
The first song that I listened to?
Yeah, it tells you what your first song was.
The first song I listened to was actually from a musical. It's from Ragtime.
Oh, wow. What were you doing on the first day of January?
I was listening to Ragtime.
Well, but what were you doing?
Oh, do you know what it is? Because I was spending time with my sister.
Yeah.
Right? Because it was... Yeah, yeah. I was spending time with my sister and I was listening to... I think I was driving, so she was picking out music. So she used my phone. And so she put on Ragtime.
And that's how you listen to Ragtime.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I have to say, that musical is amazing. If you want to listen to a great musical soundtrack, listen to Ragtime.
What is Ragtime? I've never seen that before.
Ragtime is a musical about immigrants coming to America and just like dealing with like their lives. It's really interesting.
My first song was Nowadays by Lil Skies featuring Landon Cube.
What's his name?
Lil Skies.
Can you explain why people go by Lil?
I have no idea.
Just give us a theory.
It's just a culture made by... Who was the first one with Lil in their name?
There's Lil and then there's Young. There's like a...
I mean, I have no idea. It's just a culture made by whoever started it. I think Lil Uzi Vert... This is probably wrong, but the one I know is like Lil Uzi Vert. It was the first big one who had Lil in the first name.
Hmm.
Wait, Peyton, is there anyone else?
It was Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Yeah, I forgot about Lil Wayne. Yeah. But like Lil Wayne, like there was no one after Lil Wayne that actually had Lil in their name.
Right.
I think it was the SoundCloud wave that started the Lil... in their names.
That's so interesting.
Like Lil Uzi Vert, all those people that started the SoundCloud wave, I think they began the trend of having Lil or Young in their name. And I don't know why, but like I like it, so
I think that's kinda dumb.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
I think Lil goes way back before music, though. I think it goes, it's just like a culture, like maybe within like the African American community.
I think, yeah. It might be, like, a lot of things happen like that.
And maybe like people are like in their neighborhoods which just like have nicknames and like call each other like Lil something.
Right.
Like Lil, like people call like Lil something all the time, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside of music. So it's probably how like it got to like towards music and stuff.
You're probably right. And so, I think that makes sense. I think that just to wrap up on our musical tastes, I think that our musical tastes are, you know, they're unique, but they show a lot of variation. And I think it also shows how your childhood influences your future musical taste. My childhood definitely did. Because
I have a good question. What are you going to make your kids listen to? Or what's your first introduction to music? Like,
you're going
to
be for my kids?
Yeah.
I mean, probably kids' music first, but after that, you're not going
to... Like, when you're in the car with your kids, what are you going to play?
What age?
When they're like babies. I don't know, 6 or 7.
Oh, when they're babies?
When they're like 4 and 5 in the back of your car and they're kiddie seats.
Yeah, what probably R&B.
Really?
And things like that. Because it's just relaxing and it's like calm. I hope people know this. When your kid is like a baby or in the womb, even in the womb, they are listening. Mm-hmm. So what you're feeding them now is going to be like...
It'll show up when they're older.
Exactly. So if you're feeding your kid dubstep at the age of like... when it's 2 months old and then you wonder why your kid's off the rails when they're in middle school, that's why. Play some classical music or something. Play some Mozart. But give them more intelligence.
Damn, dude. You're telling everyone to be parenting wrong.
Alright, we're hitting the 30-minute mark.
Are we going to end this already? I haven't even talked about the first time I listened to my music.
30 minutes is a long pot. Right. It's pretty long already.
We'll go to 10 more minutes. How about that? 40.
Alright.
Oh, you want to end it?
I think 30 minutes is good, but we can keep on going.
Yeah, we can end it if you want.
I want you to be able to finish off what you're saying.
Oh. What was I talking about?
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Meet us back next week when we talk about Peyton's chronic butt sweat. All right. Bye.
That was a horrible ending, but okay. That was